Good evening.
It's Audio Mo 25.
Isn't it the 25th of June today?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, now, I have the best brother in the world, right? That's just a fact of the matter. He is the human screen reader, and he will read the backside of cereal packets and tell me where they came from and where they were made. I mean, we've opened up hard drives before, and he's like the human, I fix it. So we've torn down crazy things. But the way this guy reads, it's like a screen reader. And he's currently reading to me, because it's kind of amusing, in part, the Sony PlayStation 3 license agreement, well, the update chapter, because obviously the license agreements are boring. Now listen to this guy read, and tell me that he's not the best human screen reader you've ever heard. Take it away.
Resuming chapter 3, services and updates. Other services or content may be available to you by third parties who may require you to accept their terms and conditions and privacy policy, open bracket, third party agreement, close bracket. SCE may refer to or provide you with links to websites that third parties independently operate or maintain, open brackets, linked sites, close brackets. SCE and its affiliated companies do not control or direct linked sites, nor do SCE and its affiliated companies monitor, appropriate, endorse, warrant, or sponsor any information, conclusions, recommendations, advertisement, products, services, or content described on linked sites.
Oh my god. You're so crazy, right? So, my wife, and she is a confessed don't-like-reading-things-to-me person, and that's fine.
So, when we got together, I was asking her to read stuff. And she does the unfortunate thing of some-sided people like to skip the things that they think you don't need to know about. And that's bad for us, as blind people in some cases, because it is sometimes stuff we need to know about, especially if it's technical, because you might need to know that that thing doesn't go there. You know, slot A into tab B type things. So, occasionally, when you'd be reading, you'd be like, yeah, that, and then skip to this bit, and you don't realise that they've skipped. But Dwayne isn't like that, you see. I'm not just bigging you up because you're sitting there on the floor. But it's true, and he's one of the rare breed of sighted people that will read everything properly and in its correct form without skippage, unless you ask him to skip. So if you ever need any amanuensis, like one of those, if you're a student in school and you need a good scribe, he'd be the perfect scribe. I've had really bad scribes who actually don't know the material, and they're reading words that they can't say or spell, and it's really bad. So to have one in the family is really very cool. I think he got all the sight that I never got, and then some. He's also a very good photographer. He's got a great eye for detail. And, like, when we got an HDTV for the first time, it was him I asked to do the sharpness test, because his eyes are incredible, basically.
20/20 vision.
20, yeah. I think more like 20/40. It's like one boob is bigger than the other vision. So it's really cool. But that is Dwayne, the human screen reader, who amuses me, by the way, daily with his reading capability. And, yeah, thought you might enjoy that. Tomorrow we're going to throw things in the chute, because that's what we do. And we're going out to a food place, a Japanese food exhibition, I think you said it was.
Yes, at the Japan Exhibition.
Japan Exhibition.
What's the word I'm looking for? The Japan Consulate?
Consulate, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's right near St. James's Park.
Should be good, then.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been that way in a long time, so I shall obviously have Blind Square active and look around and check in on Foursquare and post things. And lots of recordings and such things will be happening at this time as well. So there you go. Good evening, everybody. And thank you for listening, because that's what you do.